Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
That means the lights are being lit. And yes, there are all kinds of light displays to check out in and around Chicago. But I was particularly interested in this one because it's a recreation of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And everybody on the show knows how much I love Raising Cane's Chicken. It's like my favorite fast food place. And so Brian, our producer, goes, hey, you got to get this guy on. Chevy Chase is coming out to push the button, to flip the switch, to light up a Cane's Chicken. So this is the founder of Raising Cane's, Todd Graves. Hey, Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy holidays.
Same to you. So I had to laugh because somebody today said Chevy Chase. And I'm like, oh, my God, am I that old that they don't even know that it's Chevy Chase?
It's Chevy. It's absolutely Chevy. And don't get that wrong when you're around them.
Oh, I bet. I bet. One of the most famous characters ever, Clark Griswold from the holiday classic National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So do you know him? How did you get him? Or are you just paying him a bundle of money to come out and do this?
kind of a combination of all. You know, I'm a huge Chevy Chase fan and just love Christmas Vacation. It's a classic since I've been a kid. Grew up with it, and now my kids love it, and it's just my favorite Christmas movie. And I thought, you know, we could probably do something fun together for Cane's. And when he was in South Carolina last year during the holidays, I asked his team. I said, you know, would Chevy come out and work our drive through? You know, during the holidays, people recognize him. They wanted to get his social media going for younger fans, and he came out and just blew fans away, being his typical hilarious self, working the drive throughs at Cane's, and it went viral. Went all over the country, viral Chevy doing that. And then we kind of talked and we made fast friends and said, you know, what can we do next year? And that's what we're doing here, lighting the location at Morton Grove with over 13,000 lights on one restaurant.
You got Chevy Chase to work a drive-thru at Raising Cane's. I think this is going to be a better gig for him. So the Morton Grove Raising Cane's. And when is this going to happen?
It's happening tomorrow. We're gonna light it at 5 o'clock. Actually, Chevy and I. If you check out his Instagram at Chevy Chase or mine at Todd Graves, it shows our progression. We did a bit with Chevy Chase and I. I mean, imagine me getting to be with this legend, and we recreated like the family truckster, you know, driving across the country on a road trip to light the Cane's in Chicago. You know, and so you got to check it out because he's just hilarious. And I would just feed him lines, and it just came out just great. But, I mean, what a privilege for me to get to actually do this with this comedic genius, you know, and one of my idols. But it's like he follows the course of us going on a long road trip and actually in the end getting really tired of each other. But tomorrow afternoon we're going to drive up together to the Morton Grove location. He's going to get out in true Clark Griswold style. He might have a couple of times at trying to light the restaurant. It might not work at first, but eventually I think he'll work it out and light the whole thing up. We even have a chorus out there singing, a bunch of carolers to really cheer him on.
That's fun. So is it going to be like a scene from the Griswolds? I mean, what does the display look like?
Yeah, so I'm a traditionalist, you know. I like to stick to what people like and the reference to the movie. And so he's literally going to go out in front of the restaurant and come connect the extension cords where we had, you know, just weeks getting this location together, like I said, with 13,000 lights. So it's going to be just Chevy coming in and lighting of the Cane's. And everybody's welcome. You don't need tickets. It's the Morton Grove's Cane's location. We got a bunch of people coming and a bunch of media and everybody to cover it. But just getting to see Chevy Chase do this time of year, you know, and light it up. We got hot chocolate out there. We're going to drive up with the front-wheel drive sleigh with the tree on top. And we might actually have a surprise, too, maybe an appearance by the old family truckster. The old vehicle might be there from the summer vacation movie, the original vacation.
Oh, fun. So 6881 Dempster Street in Morton Grove tomorrow at 5. And now, personally, I just have to ask a few questions. Of course, I detected the accent. South Carolina is what you said. When did Cane's come? I discovered Cane's during the pandemic. My mom fell in love with it. We would drive to the Batavia location. How many do you have in Chicago now?
Yeah, we're about 23, 24 in Chicago, and we actually have 8 in the pipeline. that we are right now in some form of construction. We're actually, I'm really excited about the first year opening up one across from Millennial Park, across from the Bean on Michigan. That's going to be a fun location where more people will see us. Yeah, look, I started the company 26 years ago. It's actually, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm actually here and flying to Chicago in the morning. And I met Chevy in a, just one of our locations in Charleston. But from Baton Rouge, started the company 26 years ago. Worst grade in the business planning class. Couldn't get any money from any banks, of course. And then went and commercial fished in Alaska and worked in refineries and all over the country to raise money for that first Raising Cane's. And look, 26 years later, we have almost 700 locations in 33 states and one of the fastest growing restaurant concepts on the planet.
Franchise owned, or do you own them all?
We own them. I own them. Yeah,
wow.
I like to keep that good quality up and
yes.
keep control of that. But internationally in the Middle East, we have some franchises.
Because Todd, I'm telling you what, there is no better chicken. I mean, I love the simple menu. I love the Coke or the lemonade. I love the Texas toast. Honestly, I love what you serve, and it's consistent, and that is the key to you owning all of them. So congratulations on landing Chevy Chase to go to the Morton Groves Raising Cane's tomorrow night. And honestly, was there a dog? Because I you know, I'm an animal lover, so the minute I saw the dog, I'm like, was Cane a dog, or what's the deal?
Yeah, the Yellow Lab. We're actually on Cane 3. You know, I named my first restaurant after my dog because I didn't have a better name, and a friend suggested it. His name Raising Cane, and Cane for short. So we're on Raising Cane 3 now. She's our company mascot, keeping that lineage going. And we actually sell plush puppies every year during Christmas. And this year is obviously, it's Christmas vacation themed. It's a Chevy Chase. Clark Griswold dog puppy. There's a cousin Eddie and even an Aunt Bethany. But we'll raise, I mean, I'm thinking between $400,000 and $500,000 for pet welfare organizations and shelters all over the country. And we're supporting four good groups, Paws, Naws, Heartland Animal Shelter, and Anderson Humane in the Chicago area. So
okay.
Those
are fantastic. You did your research. Those are fantastic. Thank you for joining us, Todd. Have fun with Chevy tomorrow.
Happy holidays.
Chevy Chase at the Raising Cane's in Morton Grove.